Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK, and as usual, I'm excited and sharing my excitement with you. I'm trying that mud water. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but that's my coffee substitute, and I'm just seeing how that goes. I'm excited to face the day and really happy to tell you what I got going on this morning. It is ice fishing season, but today we're talking about summer salmon, especially last summer's Kuskokwim salmon harvest. ONC and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game recently released their preliminary report on how much salmon was harvested from the Kuskokwim River in 2020. Here on the phone to share those numbers and what we can learn from them are ONC fishery biologists Katie Russell and Danielle Lowry. But in the studio to talk to them, our own Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose.
Good morning, Grady, and good morning, Katie and Danielle. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me about this salmon data project that ONC worked on with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Yeah, so this is Katie speaking. Just to give a little bit of an overview about the project, so the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Subsistence Division and ONC conduct this postseason subsistence harvest surveys each year in October after the salmon fishing season has ended. Staff from ONC and ADF&G will contact households in person and over the phone to collect information about subsistence salmon harvest in communities along the Kuskokwim. And this is a long-standing collaborative effort between the Department of Fish and Game and ONC that's been in place since 1999. ONC technicians will conduct surveys in Bethel, which is the largest community on the Kuskokwim, while ADF&G staff conduct surveys in several Kuskokwim River communities outside of Bethel. The project provides total subsistence salmon harvest estimates for the Kuskokwim drainage, and the project really would not be possible without community support. The survey that is asked has questions about how many salmon people harvested, what species they harvested, and other questions that are important in making harvest estimates and understanding the needs of the community and salmon needs of the community along the Kuskokwim. ONC each year has a goal to conduct surveys with 25% of the households in Bethel, which for 2020 was 525 households. And ONC staff and technicians were actually able to exceed this goal and conduct 535 household surveys. ADF&G staff were able to conduct 1,257 surveys in the outlying villages on the Kuskokwim, and so the whole project in total was able to gather 1,792 surveys in 2020.
And it sounds like you might be speaking into a speakerphone if you just get really close to that microphone there, so it'll make sure that we'll be able to hear you clearly. So ONC was collecting the salmon harvest data from Bethel. So the salmon data that you're going to share with us today, is that from along the Kuskokwim or is it just from Bethel?
Yeah, so this is Danielle. The data that we are going to present to you today is from Bethel, and so I'm just going to give a brief overview of what the estimated harvest of each salmon species were, but there are estimates produced for a majority of the villages along the Kuskokwim, and so to give you those numbers, 13,582 king, 16,855 reds, 7,892 chum, 16,613 coho, and lastly, 364 pinks were harvested in Bethel. And so that makes for a total of 55,306 salmon harvested within the Bethel community.
And how does that number compare to previous years?
So by community, as Danielle was saying, there's harvest estimates made for each community along the Kuskokwim and Bethel as well. So by community, the estimates are similar to years past. Lower Kuskokwim communities historically harvest more salmon, and this makes sense because there are more communities and larger populations residing along the Kuskokwim, like in Bethel. But compared to previous years, 2020 was a difficult year for fishers. When we look back at 2019, this year, 2019 was a poor return of salmon, and Kuskokwim fishers caught an estimated total of about 165,000 salmon along the Kuskokwim, which is about 14,000 more salmon than were caught in 2020. And this number in 2020 harvested along the Kuskokwim was about 151,000. So in 2020 compared to 19, there were also less king salmon harvested of just king salmon along the Kuskokwim. But looking at the more long-term data, we have seen steady declines in both Chinook and Chum harvests along the Kuskokwim for the past three decades. From 1990 to 1999, the estimated average subsistence harvest of Chinook salmon was about 93,000. And from 2000 to 2009, the estimated average harvest of Chinook was about 87,000. And then from 2010 to 2018, the estimated Chinook harvest was about 36,000. So this really shows that there's been a steady decrease, and we see this trend happening in 2019 and 2020 as well, with less Chinook harvest happening. And we're also seeing this trend with Chum salmon, which has been on the decline for the past three decades as well. And so these numbers have been declining in the late 90s. The estimated average harvest of Chum salmon was closer to 83,000, but the average from 2010 to 2018 was about 55,000. And then in 2020, we see even less Chum harvest than the most recent average. There are a little bit of good news about sockeye and coho numbers. These numbers have been much more steady over the past three decades, and we haven't seen the declines in harvest numbers like we've seen for Chum and Chinook. So that is a little bit of a bright spot that we haven't seen those declines, but it's really important that ONC and ADF&G continue monitoring so that we can really see these long-term trends.
Wow, that's significant. Two species declining over the course of 30 years and another two species remaining relatively steady over the course of 30 years. As biologists, what does that say to you? How are you interpreting that?
Yeah, so this is Katie speaking again. I do want to specify that the numbers that we're sharing are salmon harvest, not salmon return. But oftentimes, salmon harvest is indicative of salmon return. And in 2020, that was actually a poor year for salmon returns, especially for Chinook and Chum salmon. The 2020 Chinook forecast was higher than in past years, and it was actually forecasted to be between 193,000 and 261,000 Chinook that were supposed to return. But the preliminary run estimate that was released by the Department of Fish and Game shows that only actually about 116,000 Chinook returned. So that's far less than the estimate said, and less returning Chinook can really mean less fish available for fishers to catch. So that made it a difficult year for fishers. There was also a low Chum run in 2020. The Chum harvested for the whole Kuskokwim was only 27,000 Chum, approximately that much, and that's quite low. When we look back at the averages from the 90s, the Chum estimates were close to 83,000. So really seeing this decline is drastic, and that really impacts fishers. A good thing that we did see with the project this year was that ONC and ADF&G were still able to collect these surveys despite COVID, using safety protocols and PPE to be able to collect these surveys so that the harvest estimates can still be produced. And we want to thank the community for participating in these surveys. Sometimes they happen by new methods, such as online or over the phone or in person, physically distanced. And this data is really important to collect because without this data, we wouldn't get these estimates. And we just really want to thank the community for their support in making the project in 2020 a success.
How confident are you as biologists in the accuracy of this data?
This is Katie again. I can mention that. So the Alaska Department of Fish and Game does the harvest estimates, and the data is quite accurate. In the outlying villages, ADF&G will actually survey or attempt to survey 100% of the community. So that helps provide really accurate data by surveying the whole community. And then the estimates are produced utilizing a reliable software program and statistics with the data that is collected from households in the villages and in Bethel. And this is actually the only harvest estimate for subsistence salmon harvest on the Kuskokwim. So this is the most accurate data available.
This harvest survey collects numbers of how many salmon are being harvested along the river. Is it also collecting anecdotal data about how these declining harvests are affecting people?
This is Katie. So actually in 2020, ONC and ADF&G used an abbreviated survey to help prevent time spent surveying due to the pandemic. So this year, just a few simple questions about numbers of salmon harvest were used. But on a typical year that's not a pandemic, there are questions that ask things like, did your household meet their subsistence needs for salmon this year? And there's questions about if people have dogs and if they harvest salmon for their dogs or if they've had any fish spoil, and other questions that are more qualitative and gathering information about if people are really able to meet their needs rather than just the number of salmon that they harvest.
As fishery biologists, knowing that this is the historical data, what will you be looking for during this 2021 fishing season, both in season and post-season?
This year there's actually harvest estimate out for a Chinook salmon, or not a harvest estimate, excuse me, there's a forecast out for the Chinook salmon run for 2021. And that estimate from the Department of Fish and Game is 94,000 to 155,000 Chinook. And that's actually pretty similar to the run size that we saw last year. So we can't say anything for certain because it is before the season, but just looking at that Chinook forecast that has been released, it's looking like it could be a similar fishing season in 2021 to the 2020 season.
But you did mention previously that the salmon preliminary estimate for Chinook for last year was much higher than what actually returned, correct?
Correct. So that just means that we can't place too much faith in that forecast because no matter how hard we try to predict the salmon in nature, it's very difficult to do. Collecting more qualitative data and listening to people in the area is also really important because we can't just rely on these numbers.
And I want to give you both, because you're both new to the community, to Bethel, to the YK Delta, and you're both playing a significant part in people's lives. Salmon is so important. It's very central. So I just want to give you, if you just both take maybe 30 seconds and introduce yourself to the community.
This is Danielle. I was actually born and raised here in Bethel. I went to the University of Alaska Southeast, and I just recently graduated with my Bachelor's of Science in Marine Biology in December. And so I just started working as a fisheries biologist with ONC in January. But I've been working here for 3 years now, and so...
Well, Danielle, I apologize for that. My bad information on my part.
Yeah, no, it is all good.
And this is Katie now, and I'm glad to be working with Danielle because she has so much experience working for ONC in the summers and growing up here. So that's really, really important, and I am very appreciative of that. I'm new to Bethel. I'm originally from Arizona, but I spent the past few summers working down in Sitka on a sockeye weir project and fell in love with Alaska and am very excited to be in Bethel now and collaborating with many of our partners on projects and also working with the great people at ONC. It's been really wonderful and such a privilege to work here and be able to learn about Bethel and the community and the salmon that are so important here.
And what role will you be playing as salmon season is starting? Will you be doing surveys with people at fish camp this summer?
Yeah, this is Danielle. We will continue to be conducting fish camp surveys and boat harbor surveys as well during the openers.
Okay, so everyone can expect to see you as they're getting out of their boats and hopefully unloading their salmon harvest. We have reached the end of our time this morning. Danielle, Katie, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Both Danielle Laurie and Katie Russell are biologists with ONC here in Bethel, sharing with us this morning salmon harvest data. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Quiana.
And Grady, back to you.
Thank you, Anna Rose. Tomorrow we'll be talking with ONC about recycling. I just touched base with them. We'll hear about Clean Up, Green Up. We'll hear about where to drop your cans off. And look forward to that. Mary Mathias will be the guest. That's on Coffee at KYUK tomorrow. And, of course, tomorrow's... Wait, what day of the week are we in? I'm already ready for Friday. I was about to promo Talk Line tomorrow. Either way, crazy. I do have one thing left to say to all listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other, especially by forgiving me for my faux pas.